The Isle of Skye, with its rugged landscapes and breathtaking beauty, epitomises the wild allure of Scotland. The landscape is characterised by its breathtaking beauty and dramatic contrasts. From the rugged peaks of the Coolin Mountains to the sweeping expanses of moorland and coastline, Skye offers a diverse tapestry of natural wonders. At the heart of the island lie the jagged Coolins, their serrated edges towering above the landscape, shrouded in mist and myth. These majestic peaks, with names like Skúr na Gileán, Bruaigh na Fríge, provide a playground for mountaineers and a sense of awe for all who behold them. Away from the mountains, Skye's landscape unfolds in a series of dramatic vistas and hidden gems. Deep glens cut through the terrain, their sides clothed in ancient woodlands and cascading waterfalls. Lochs dot the landscape, their still waters reflecting the ever-changing skies above. The coastline of Skye is equally enchanting, with rugged cliffs, hidden coves, and sweeping beaches, where echoes of the island's prehistoric past can still be found in the ancient rock formations and geological wonders scattered along the shore. Sea stacks rise defiantly from the waves, while sea eagles soar overhead, their cries echoing across the wide expanse of the sea. Throughout the island, remnants of its geological history are visible in the form of volcanic rock formations, basalt columns, and sea cliffs, sculpted by millennia of erosion. Skye was once part of a supervolcano that stretched to Glencoe, leaving behind a landscape shaped by ancient forces. Amidst this raw beauty, there's a sense of tranquility and timelessness that pervades the landscape, inviting visitors to lose themselves in its grandeur and mystery. Skye's natural wonders can only be rivaled by its rich history, a history that stretches back thousands of years. From ancient times, Skye has been inhabited by various peoples, each leaving their mark on the land. For centuries preceding the formation of the Scottish nation, Skye and the surrounding islands were under the rule of the Lord of the Isles. The Lordship of the Isles, a feudal title of Scottish nobility, held sway over the Hebrides and parts of the western mainland of Scotland. Skye, being one of the largest and strategically vital islands in the Hebrides, served as a significant stronghold for the Lord of the Isles. Throughout the medieval period, Skye served as a power base for the MacLeod and MacDonald clans, who were among the most prominent families to hold the title. These clans ruled over Skye and the surrounding islands, exerting considerable influence over trade, politics, and warfare in the region. The Lords of the Isles often clashed with the Scottish Crown and other rival factions for control of Skye and its valuable resources. Skirmishes and battles were common as various clans vied for dominance over the island and its lucrative trade routes. The castle strongholds of Dunvegan and Dunscaith were particularly important centres of power for the Lords of the Isles and Skye. These formidable fortresses served as symbols of authority and provided strategic positions from which to defend the island against external threats. Despite periods of instability and conflict, the Lordship of the Isles endured for centuries, shaping the history and culture of Skye and the wider Hebridean region. Even today, the legacy of the Lords of the Isles is evident in the castles, clan heritage, and folklore that continue to define the island's identity. The island's history is intertwined with the clans that called it home, none more prominent than the MacLeods and the MacDonalds. The MacLeods, known for their stronghold at Dunvegan Castle, held sway over much of Skye for centuries, their influence felt in the land they governed and the stories they left behind. Their rivalry with the MacDonalds, another powerful clan with roots deeply embedded in the island's soil, often sparked conflict and shaped the course of Skye's history. Amidst the clan feuds and battles for dominance, Skye became a melting pot of cultures and traditions. with Norse, Gaelic and Celtic influences leaving their indelible imprint on the island's identity. Today, echoes of Skye's storied past can still be heard in the ancient ruins, standing stones and brochs scattered across the landscape. Each tells a tale of the people who once called this land home, adding another layer of intrigue to Skye's already captivating allure. One of the most brutal conflicts between the MacDonalds and MacLeods occurred in 1398 in a remote location known as Harta Corrie, near Glen Sligachan. Harta Corrie is surrounded by imposing peaks and is hidden away off the beaten track within a rugged and remote landscape. The chief of the MacDonald clan fervently asserted his claims to the title of Lord of the Isles years earlier, igniting numerous bloody conflicts with rival clans. As his forces swelled in strength and resolve, they launched a daring invasion of Skye to substantiate their claims. The occupying MacLeods, long-standing adversaries of the MacDonalds, vehemently refused to acknowledge the claim, setting the stage for a fierce struggle for dominance. As morning broke and the sun cast its golden light upon the rocks of the Corrie, tension hung thick in the air. The MacDonalds and MacLeods prepared for a brutal battle for supremacy. The first cry rang out, echoing across the rugged terrain, as the two clans clashed in a savage melee. Wave after wave of Highlanders charged at each other with fierce determination, swords flashing in the early light as they engaged in a deadly dance of combat. The air resounded with the clash of steel and the cries of the wounded, mingling with the primal roars of warriors locked in mortal combat. From dawn till dusk, the battle raged on unabated, neither side yielding an inch of ground. In the end, it was the MacDonalds who emerged victorious, their foes vanquished. Contemporary accounts suggest that not a single MacLeod survived, not one. Legend has it that the bodies of the fallen were piled around a massive rock, with a rowan tree growing from its summit, giving rise to the grim moniker, the Bloody Stone. For years after, locals shunned the eerie depths of Harta Corrie, avoiding it completely after dark. They attributed the haunting moans and whispers heard in the night to the restless spirits of the fallen Highlanders. However, with the growing popularity of hill walking in the late 20th century, more and more people began to visit the Corrie, defying its haunted reputation. Amidst the tale of eerie whispers and haunting moans, one story stands out, that of two geology students from Oxford, who dared to camp in Harta Corrie during the 1960s. One of the men, Sir Patrick Skipwith, would go on to document what they witnessed that evening. The day had been uneventful. The men had explored the glen and the Corrie, taking samples and enjoying the remoteness of their surroundings. As dusk beckoned, they made camp by one of the many rivers running through the area. After a hearty meal, it was time for both men to retire to their tents for the night. The sky was clear and the moon was bright, illuminating the Corrie around them with an otherworldly light. Sir Patrick, an experienced outdoorsman and normally a sound sleeper, found himself stirring from his slumber. Unsure why he'd woken, he sat up in his sleeping bag, rubbed his eyes, and listened intently for any sound that could explain why he'd been disturbed. The only sounds he could hear was the gentle snoring of his companion coming from their tent, permeating an otherwise silent night. Curious, he quietly unzipped his tent and peered out into the inky darkness, looking to his left, then right, before fixing his gaze directly in front of him. As his eyes adjusted, for a moment, he thought he caught movement on the side of the hill opposite the tent. Assuming what he was seeing was a stag, they number plenty in the glens of Skye, he watched it for a while, waiting for the proof that his hunch was correct. After a few seconds, he noticed more movement to the right of the initial figure. Now intrigued and convinced it was a trick of the light, he decided he wanted a closer look, so gingerly took a step outside his tent. With his improved vantage point, he was now able to clearly see not one, not two, but dozens of what he described as Highlanders scrambling across rocks on the hill opposite, only 50 or so yards away from his tent. His mind was racing. Why were these men dressed like this? Why were they moving without the aid of modern camping lights? And why was there no sound coming from them? After what felt like an eternity, he shook himself to his senses and woke his walking partner. On hearing Sir Patrick's breathless, rushed story, he naturally assumed he was dreaming or he'd maybe indulged in a wee whiskey when he'd retired for the night. But after some vigorous encouragement, bordering on being dragged out his tent, he too could see the Phantom Highlanders making their slow, deliberate traverse along the mountainside. Astonished, the men watched for what they estimated to be 10 minutes as the ghostly visitors silently made their way over the hill, before mysteriously fading out of sight and disappearing. Sir Patrick came back to the area some 3 years later with a larger group of travelling companions, and they again witnessed the ghostly clansmen making their way across the mountainside before disappearing into the night. Had the campers witnessed the spectral echoes of the events leading up to the Battle of Hartacorry? Not all hauntings near Sligachan are ancient or remote like our Phantom Highlanders. There's another, more modern tale waiting to be told. A haunting with origins closer to our time. In recent years, reports have circulated of a mysterious phantom car that roams the lonely roads near Sligachan, its headlights piercing the darkness of the night. The car in question? A 1934 Austin, its vintage frame gleaming in the moonlight as it glides silently along the winding roads. Witnesses speak of encountering the spectral vehicle when the moon is high and the mist hangs low, its form appearing suddenly before vanishing into the night like a wisp of smoke. Some claim to have heard the distant sound of an engine revving, though the car leaves no trace or tyre marks or exhaust fumes behind. It's a modern mystery that adds yet another layer to the enigmatic allure of Sligachan's haunting landscape. The first recorded sighting happened in 1941 and is documented in Peter Underwood's Gazetteer of Scottish and Irish Ghosts and tells of when Dr. Alan MacDonald saw the car as he drove along the dark and windy road home. "I was motoring along the road," he explained, "when I noticed a car travelling very quickly towards me over the hill. Its speed was really terrific and I drew into the side of the road to let it pass, but it never came abreast of me. I waited a while, then proceeded forward and found that the car had completely vanished. There was simply nowhere for it to have gone." A few years later, Donald McKinnon from Sconsa also witnessed the car speeding along the road before vanishing right in front of his eyes. Strangely, his son also saw the car moving at a supernatural speed before also completely vanishing in front of him. The local postman, Neil McDiarmid, saw the car early one winter morning. He said, "I'd been out with the mail to Sligachan. There had been a full moon, but it had gone down. As I drove along, a cold chill suddenly swept over me. I looked down to the shore side and saw an old Austin travelling very fast, with one light burning bright at the front and a kind of dim glow inside the car. I could plainly see that there was no one at the wheel. It tore ahead of me and veered to the right, then simply disappeared." As the sun sets over the majestic landscape of Skye, casting long shadows over its ancient hills and rugged coastline, one cannot help but feel a sense of awe, wonder, and magic. The historic tales of brutal clan warfare, where neighbour slaughtered neighbour, resonate to this day, and have forged an identity that's unique to Skye. The conflict and bloodshed the island has witnessed have left an indelible mark on the land, shaping its character and adding layers to its rich history, hinting at the mysteries and stories that continue to unfold across Skye's timeless landscape. What was it the campers witnessed in Harta Corrie? If it was only Sir Patrick who witnessed the phantoms on the hillside, perhaps you could forgive him for thinking he was hallucinating or dreaming. However, when his companions also saw the spectral figures on two occasions, their presence became undeniable, leaving the campers perplexed and eager for answers. The ghostly spectacles witnessed in Harta Corrie were not the only enigmatic phenomena haunting the Isle of Skye. What caused the mysterious vintage Austin to continue its spiritual journey? Speeding along the road to Sligachan, its presence defying explanation. These puzzling occurrences leave us wondering, what other mysteries linger beneath the surface of this ancient land?